Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which would be the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading today is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18, verses 6 to 9. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers. That with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. I think it's important for us to see, and you'll see it a little bit in the other readings for this Sunday, that it's often a way that God comes to us. He comes in unexpected ways. It shows us how far we are from his priorities and his thinking, but he comes to us in unexpected ways. And so we ought to expect the unexpected, if you understand what I mean. Be attentive. It's fine to be surprised, but don't be shocked. Don't be stunned. The Magnificat magazine says to us, the night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers so that they might have courage. That's what the scriptures say to us. But not the particular way that God would rescue them from their enemies. Not the particular way. See, God wants us to have faith in him. Not just in what he's done, what we see helps us to have faith in him. But God wants us to put faith in him simply because he is God. And that whatever God does will be good for us. Whatever God does will contribute to our salvation if we cooperate. So even though God comes sometimes in unexpected ways or sometimes in expected ways, and still we're not prepared. Let's ask God today for greater faith. Faith to believe that he is, that he loves us, that whenever he acts on our behalf. If very difficult things come to us, he can work good out of them. Do we have faith that God triumphs over good and evil? This reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18, goes on to say, for when you punished our adversaries in this, you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. Those who are faithful to God continue, no matter what the circumstances, to worship him, to put their hope in him, to put their trust in him. Do you? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Or do we always need to see? And then we'll say, oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, God does love me. And then we go back to, I don't know if anybody cares. This is terrible. There couldn't be a God to allow this to happen or that to happen. Sometimes we are confronted in life with extremely difficult things. And it tests our faith. But brothers and sisters, don't ever give up faith in God. He hears. He knows. He's watchful over us. And even when very difficult things to happen, he intends to bring great good out of them and to increase, to strengthen our faith in him. So don't despair, but open your heart. The responsorial psalm, bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. God has chosen you for his own. That's what happened in baptism. You belong to God. You are part of God's people. Do you live out of that? Do you believe it? Does it shape or frame the decisions of your daily life and the major long-range decisions? Do you see yourself for who you are? Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Our soul waits for the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. He is our help and our shield. Take Psalm 33 today. Read the whole psalm. Ponder it. Put your faith behind the truth of those words, behind the God, the living and true God who is behind these words. Put your faith in him. You can. You will not be disappointed. In the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. Faith is the realization at some point we see the fruit of our trust. We see the fruit of our faith and our hope. But in order to see that fruit, we have to exercise faith and exercise hope. Trust in his goodness. Trust in his love for you. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. In other words, he didn't know the destination. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundation, whose architect and maker is God. He was living for God. He was living based on the promises of God and putting his trust in him, putting his life in God's hands. That's what God wants of us. That's the fruit of faith. By faith, we receive power to generate, even though he was past the normal age. And Sarah herself was sterile, for he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. They did not have an heir. Sarah was beyond the age of childbearing. They did not have an heir. But it says here, he thought he received power from God to father a child. Sarah received power from God to be the mother of a child, even though they were long past the age. And it says, for he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. God had given him a promise, and he lived it, even when all the circumstances seemed to be against it. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised. In other words, they didn't see the coming of the Messiah. They didn't see the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, but they played their part that made it possible for us. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. This is not our home, brothers and sisters. We're a sojourner. We're a pilgrim. This is not our home. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. God has prepared a city for you. God has prepared eternal life for you. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name. God even tested him further in offering up his son, Isaac, the promise, the fulfillment of the promise. And then he senses that God is asking him, he hears God saying to offer Isaac. See, God asks of us everything that he may be everything for us. Doesn't mean he's going to take it all, but he asks of us a willingness to give everything to him. It takes faith and hope and great love. The verse before the gospel says, stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come. There's the need, and we're going to see it here in Luke 12, 32 to 48. We're going to see we always have to be ready. Gird your loins. I'm only going to read a portion of this. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline a table, and he will proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or the third watch, deep in the night, and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And the enemy is always pounding at our gates, always trying to find a way in. We need faith and we need hope. Ask God for them every day. Increase my faith. Increase my hope, Lord. Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. That's what God is looking for from us, that we're servants of God, we're ready, so that at whatever hour the Lord either asks something of us on this earth or is to take us to himself, whatever the time, that we're ready, we're watchful, we're waiting. Are you? If the servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and he begins to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. How many years, brothers and sisters, have you heard the truth? Have you sought it? Have you gone after it? Have you made an effort? Help me to understand my faith more. Help me to grow more in my faith. Help me to exercise my faith in the ways that benefits others. Am I taking steps? If I am an active Catholic Christian, I should be doing that. I can't just sit around and do whatever I want to do and beat my maidservants. Not that we have them, but in other words, that we just go about living as though this were all there was and that there is no one to judge us. I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. We take that approach, brothers and sisters, or we're lackadaisical about our faith. We're going to have a severe judgment. Please open your heart to all that God wants to give you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.